Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, glorious engagement. That is CLC Music. We are going to just put them on hold. We are so excited to be talking yet again to Ubabu Gerald Sambo. And today, not at the Kruger National Park, but at Nzunza Mabogo Secondary School today at the Tembisilehani Local Municipality. Ubabu Gerald, how are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. Have a very good day to you and to all the listeners of radio. It looks like I'm becoming a resident guest. On Saturday, I was speaking on the National Teaching Awards. They were here to hand over a very beautiful combo laboratory that caters for both computer and the science laboratory that has been donated by one of the biggest companies that is more imprinting in our country. Yeah. And the chairperson of the FGB, who's also the speaker of our provincial legislature, Ubabu Sam Masango. So it's befitting to request for this donation to come to give to Zamabogo as the chairperson of the school for the FGB. We are really happy to have such a vibrant chairperson, one of the leaders in the province as the chairperson of this school. Really, we're seeing good things here. It's all excitement. I think all the learners are very happy. We've visited the lab. It was, very wonderful because they can also connect with other schools from KZN, where they can be provided with an opportunity to learn from the best practices that are provided by other teachers other than the teachers that are teaching them at the school. And it is very beautiful. They've got their tablets. They have, their science equipment, where every now and again, when they have to do these experiments, they don't necessarily have to learn about science in the textbook, but do them live and learning from one another. And it's very wonderful. We want to appreciate this benevolence from Indabas company that has donated these tablets and the science and the computer laboratory. It is indeed a very beautiful day to be here at Zamabogo Secondary School. We'll still bring the chairperson of the SGB, also the SMEC for education as well, to come and talk to us about this beautiful kit that was just received here today at the department, but also at the department from Mpumalanga.
So with the excitement that you see, Babu Gerald, that side, last year the school obtained an 80% pass rate, and they are excited that they believe that 100% will come this year. What is your take on that? What do you see? Do we see 100% coming after this laboratory?
Definitely. We definitely see 100% coming, looking at where the school is coming from and how they've introduced strategies to actually obtain the 100%, because I'm not necessarily talking just about the 100%, but what they're doing is that they are talking about the 100% with strategies in place that can assist the school to obtain a 100% pass rate. And once you set yourself the target so high, when you fall, you're more likely to fall on the horizon. It means they are likely, even if they cannot receive, obtain the 100%, but you are sure that they will obtain a pass condition that is above 90%. And looking at the number of learners at the school, currently the school has got 1,025 learners in general. Mm-hmm. And they are all excited. It is a school that is also going to work with nearby schools, so that this facility does not only benefit the school, but the school nearby will also benefit from this facility, so that we also give the learners an experience of a first-hand experiment that will be done here at the school. And we are quite optimistic that this will definitely work towards also improving the result pass rate, because we know that these learners are currently writing the final examination. That will give them an indication of how they will perform in the final examination, but also they will be able to begin as part of their revision to use this computer and science laboratory to do their test, so that it increases and improves their understanding, especially on the curriculum issues around science and technology. So we believe that by this facility, it will definitely assist the school to obtain the 100% pass rate.
Wow. And now, how do we make sure that the laboratory stays sustainable, stays with every equipment the way it is now, leaving it for the other generations to come after here?
Well, you know, the MEC has been vocal about issues of safety, especially in terms of making sure that we keep the equipment of the schools very safe. But what she indicated the most is that parents and the community in general are the ones who need to jealously guard against these offenses, because they are meant for the children here, they are meant for the community to benefit. And once people begin to buy, you know, things that are stolen, they're opening up a market for these criminals to continue breaking into our schools and every other public area and steal the facilities that are meant to benefit our public. But also, what is more interesting, these tablets that these learners are receiving here today, they are custom-made for learning and teaching only, meaning that whoever will steal it will just be stealing it, but it won't assist in any way because they are solely designed for learning and teaching and also connecting only in the science laboratory for the learners to benefit when learning, when the lessons are being delivered by various educators. But what is exciting is that they will also be able to connect with other schools around KZN, where the learners will share their best practices, and we believe that this will go a long way in terms of improving the results of these learners. But like I'm saying, Umama Okete Dlamini has always been asking, requesting, pleading with parents and communities to make sure that once you've got this equipment in the schools, let them be the one who say nobody will come and steal the future of our children. We'll make sure that we guard against these properties from vandalism, from theft, and anything that will be counter-revolution, so that at the end of the day, the learners who will come after the ones that will be benefiting this year also benefit from this equipment. And it's up until, you know, for future generation. And we believe that once that happens, we don't have to worry about any possible theft at a school. And should there be any person who will come and break in steel and try to sell these equipment, we request our communities to make sure that they call the nearest police station so that these people are apprehended and they are removed from our community, so that we free our communities from people who have got these barbaric tendencies of taking us back when we want to move forward as a department, but also as a province and as well as a country. These are our future leaders. They need to benefit from this equipment. So nobody should steal this future from our children, because this is meant for them, and this is meant to benefit them in the future generation.
Now, talking about our future generation, the 1,025 students of Ndzudza Maboko Secondary School, they have received this. They are so excited about it, and they used to imagine it. When the teacher would say, when you mix this chemical and this one, you get a blue color, they had to imagine and write. But now they are going to be seeing it for the first time.
Actually, they were doing it when they wanted to see an acid reaction. And they were doing it live, and we have seen the colors changing. The other one changed to red, and the other one changed to blue. And it was very marvelous how they also showed us on the smart board how to do a circuit board. A circuit board where you construct it, put in your fan, you put in your circuit, and then you put in a light bulb so that it it shows how the circuit board works. But also, they've also showed us the short circuit that is dangerous. Should you connect the circuit, but not in a proper way, there's a potential of sparking fire, or there's a potential of damaging the circuit board. And all that, they are seeing it live, and it makes the understanding more easier compared to when they only learn it from the textbook.
Sure. You and I have become scientists today, and you more, because you are that side, you could see everything. What do we say to our learners who are receiving this today?
Indeed, I have become a qualified scientist today. With the few minutes that I've observed these learners, you know, busy, I've realized that one has become a scientist. But it is a beautiful day for us. But what I would like to say to the learners and the other learners from the other schools who will be using this facility, they should respect it.
Yeah.
They should make sure that it's well kept, they protect it, and make sure that it's always in a good condition to be used by other learners who will be coming after them. As we'll be having the MEC and the speaker as the chairperson of the SGB here, they will be able to explain to us what they expect from these children when they are using, you know, these facilities. And we want to really appreciate this beautiful gift. And we will try and get more to fund others in other schools so that gradually all our schools get this facility so that we improve the learning experience of our children.
Wow. Babu Gerald Tambo, thank you so much for talking to us. Another congratulations to the Mpumalanga Department of Education for such beautiful strides, for the growth. May you keep moving forward. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. The Department of Education and Radio Pulpit are very good partners, and we've been working well together for a very long time. And I let us appreciate this opportunity of purpose that actually assists us to actually communicate the good work that is done by government, but also just be in touch with our community that are relying more on Radio Pulpit to receive this information. And hopefully, once Good Samaritan is listening out there, he will come in to say, Radio Pulpit, contact the Department of Education in Mpumalanga. I want to donate a science and a computer lab as well. And we really appreciate that a lot. Thank you very much for this opportunity. And we wish all the listeners of Radio Pulpit a very beautiful day further.
Thank you, sir. Have a great one.
Thank you.
And yes, our family, that is Sir Gerald Sambo, who is, of course, my family, the media liaisons of the Department of Education at Mpumalanga. But Sam Buthelezi is on the ground, and he is covering all of this for us at Ndunza Maboko Secondary School, where the MEC, Miss Kathy Dlamini, is officially handing over the state-of-the-art science laboratory at the school today in Tembisilani local municipality. And so we will keep talking to them, connecting back to them, and hearing about this good news that are happening. This is a wish from from my heart, that we would also have other schools getting such beautiful laboratories, such awesome science laboratories where our children can study. And others, there are those ones who are doing hospitality. They need stoves in the school. Let us help our children. And I love what he said. He said a good Samaritan might say, I also want to do this. And so we will be joining hands with that Samaritan. Continuing on the sounds of CRC Music, Glorious Engagement, as we continue with the Mpumalanga Department of Education.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.